Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour two starts now of the Jesse Kelly Radio Show. My name is Sean Parnell. I'm a combat veteran, New York Times bestselling author, but more important than both of those things, I am simply a humble servant of America and a man that desperately wants to save this country. And I am filling in for my good friend, Jesse Kelly, today. So for those of you all joining us from sea to shining sea and everywhere in between, welcome, Patriots, here in hour two. It's going to be an awesome hour. We're talking about Trump in New York with sloppy Alvin Bragg defending his liberty. We're going to talk about Trump speaking at the Libertarian Convention and other places you don't see Republican politicians go. Libertarian vote in the swing state of Pennsylvania is unbelievably important and could be the difference in 2024. So Trump's move in speaking at the Libertarian Convention was politically a very, very shrewd one. And of course, we're going to get to everything the deep state did to, quote, help us during COVID, actually did the opposite. So let's go back to New York and let's talk here for a second about the closing arguments in the Trump business records case. That is happening this week with sloppy Alvin Bragg. I don't know if you've ever seen sloppy Alvin Bragg, but if you look at any picture of that guy just looks sloppy. He's a total mess. But isn't it interesting that Juan Merchan, the commie hack in a black robe, has the defense presenting their closing argument first? Of course, usually the defense goes last. But this whole trial was rigged, and this should surprise no one. And oh, by the way, the day that the jury issues a verdict, Biden is set to deliver remarks from the Oval Office to the nation regarding the verdict with a nice tidy bow. Isn't it funny how all this works? And of course, I have here in front of me a CBS headline, and the headline is this. What happens if Trump is convicted in New York? No one can really say. And from the article itself, according to former Manhattan prosecutor Duncan Levin, the option of confining Trump to his home, followed by a period on probation, might be appealing to Merchan, who has repeatedly indicated he's concerned about limiting a presidential candidate's ability to speak freely. Oh, yeah, right. Such an option would allow Trump to do interviews and access social media from his home. Oh, well, that's just great. He can do interviews and he can access social media from his home in the middle of a presidential campaign. That sounds just great. Folks, what the Democrats are setting up right here and right now in 2024 are two basement candidates. The article goes on. It's a possibility that officials in state and federal agencies have begun preparing for, according to New York corrections source, who said the Secret Service has met with local jail officials. As former president, Trump is entitled to Secret Service protection for the rest of his life, wherever he happens to be. Behind bars, corrections officers would in turn be responsible for protecting those agents assigned to Trump. It's, you know, folks, it's almost if, you know, if I didn't know better, it's almost if the Biden administration has been pulling the strings all along. And, you know, they're not even hiding it anymore. Because speaking of pulling the strings all along, the Biden campaign held a press conference outside of the Manhattan courthouse where Trump's defense team It was giving closing arguments. So you see how this works? And these people, they even trotted out washed up actor Bobby De Niro, who, by the way, when I say trotted him out, the guy walked out to the podium in 80-degree New York City outside in a mask on in the year 2024. The guy is losing it. Listen for yourself.
Under Trump, this kind of government will perish from the earth. I don't mean to scare you. No, wait, maybe I do mean to scare you. If Trump returns to the White House, you can kiss these freedoms goodbye that we all take for granted. And elections, forget about it. That's over. That's done. If he gets in, I can tell you right now, he will never leave. He will never leave. You know that. He will never leave.
Elections, forget about it.
Trump already left office, Bobby De Niro. You know, this is the thing. The Democrats are going to go all in on Trump as Hitler because they literally have nothing else. And if you watched this press conference with Bobby De Niro, he was distracted by car alarms. His head was down reading the whole time from a piece of paper. But what the Biden campaign has done here, they've made a huge tactical error because they are setting the campaign narrative for Trump. Having run two campaigns myself, I ran in 2020 for Congress in Western Pennsylvania. I ran for Senate in Pennsylvania in the year 2022. And while I wasn't successful, I learned a lot about how the game is played behind the scenes. But what the Biden campaign has done with Bobby De Niro at the podium saying crazy stuff is that they are setting the campaign narrative for Trump to where Trump doesn't actually have to campaign. They have created the outsider narrative that has so benefited Trump in the past, and that is Trump versus Hollywood and the elites and the Democrats. It's just the optics that Donald Trump wants. And it seems like Donald Trump is completely unfazed, despite the relentless weaponization of our justice system against Trump. The man seems unstoppable. And I would just say this. Is there anyone else? Now, I really just go with me here. Close your eyes. Imagine this. Is there anyone else in the world who you believe can withstand what Trump is going through? I mean, just think about what that man has been through since he came down the escalator, whether it was Russia collusion, the PP tape hoax, the one hoax after the impeachment one, impeachment two, the Hunter Biden laptop, the Mueller probe, the January 6th committee, all one hoax after the next. And despite all of that, Trump remains unfazed. He just keeps going. And in fact, he's going to places where people don't necessarily like him. Rallies in New Jersey, in the Bronx, drawing historic crowds, diverse crowds. In fact, Trump was speaking at the Libertarian Convention over the weekend. He faced down what was at times a very, very hostile audience. I mean, he got some applause lines, too. And look, I say this as somebody, I'm a conservatarian. You know, I watched Legends of the Fall, and I know that most of you are thinking, why the heck are you watching Legends of the Fall? But I'm basically Anthony Hopkins' character in that film. Screw the government. I want them out of my life. But let me tell you, when you run a campaign that is successful, you have to go where people do not support you. I mean, I used to go to union Christmas parties here in Western Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh all the time. I used to tell them straight up. No, they were open. I didn't show up uninvited. They were open to everybody who supported them. But I used to talk to, in fact, I remember this one conversation that I had with a union boss. I said, Biden, hey, Biden's going to put you out of work. He goes, no, he won't. I said, he just said it in the debates. Debates, I don't watch no debates. And so I'm like, well, if you don't watch debates, how do you know who you're going to vote for? I vote how my international tells me to. Democrats divide, and in order to defeat that, Republicans have to show up on those dividing lines. So before we go, listen, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Trump hitting back at the Libertarian Convention, and we're going to get into all that and so much more. But let me tell you first about Mantis X. Do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Get yourself a Mantis X. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes of using Mantis X. The Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun to do dry fire practice. This high-tech but very easy-to-use gizmo gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. Just attach it to your gun like a weapon light, download the easy-to-use app, and follow the instructions. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. The United States Marine Corps, Army, and Special Forces all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. The Mantis X is a military technology at an affordable price. Be a responsible gun owner and increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. And oh, by the way, it'll make a great Father's Day gift. It's right around the corner. You will be amazed at how quickly shooting and accuracy improves while saving a ton of time and money on ammo. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. More on Trump and everything else, America, when we come back on the Jesse Kelly Radio Show. I'm Sean Parnell. Talk to you in a couple minutes.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
Democrats divide. And in order to defeat that, Republicans have to show up along these dividing lines. I'm Sean Parnell. And for my good friend Jesse Kelly on the Jesse Kelly Radio Show. But Republicans, you've got to recognize that the Democrats keep and retain power by dividing us amongst ourselves. So in order to defeat that, Republicans simply must unite and send and show up. You've got to have the courage to go places where people may be suspicious of you. And candidates, let me tell you, they never want to do that. And their consultants say, oh, I don't want you to do that because I don't want the negative press. And of course, you saw the headlines out of Trump after Trump spoke at the Libertarian Convention. Oh, Trump was booed. Oh, horrible, horrible experience for Trump at the Libertarian Convention. But he did. Let me tell you, he did exactly what he was supposed to do, what a great outside-of-the-box candidate should supposed to do. And this, by the way, not to get off track here, but Trump is running an extremely disciplined campaign in this 24 cycle, much better than 2020, has 2016 vibes, but I think it's even better than that. But here's Trump at the Libertarian Convention doing what good candidates do, knowing that you're not always going to be accepted, but your job is to try to build bridges.
Our rights and freedoms have never been more in danger than they are right now. That is why I have come to extend a hand of friendship to ask for your partnership to defeat communism, defeat Marxism, and defeat crooked Joe Biden, who is destroying our country. He's destroying our country.
Trump also said this. I mean, look, he asked for their friendship. He asked for their vote. He asked for their support. And believe me when I tell you that stuff matters. And so he took some licks, but he gave it back as well. Listen.
That's nice. That's nice. Only if you want to win. Only if you want to win. Maybe you don't want to win. Maybe you don't want to win. Thank you, D-Roy. Thank you. No, only do that if you want to win. If you want to lose, don't do that. Keep getting your 3% every 4 years.
That's what you got to do, folks. Listen, Trump showed up where it was tough. He told them that he needed their vote. He asked them to unite. He even went so far as to give them a little something, which matters. And that was to appoint a libertarian in his cabinet. It's hard to boo if you're a libertarian, if you're being offered an appointment or a voice in a president of the United States' cabinet. But then also Trump navigated and offered them something else. And that was to pardon Ross Ulbricht. And so, of course, if you looked around the Libertarian Convention, you saw Free Ross signs everywhere. So Trump simply said, if you vote for me, I'll free Ross Ulbricht. And the crowd that was booing him erupted in cheers. And I'm telling you, listen, the media made fun of him. They laughed at him. They were condescending. They said, look, Trump got booed. But even CNN was forced to acknowledge that it was a straight up baller move by the Trump campaign. Listen.
Trump going there this week. They are striking such a confident pose right now. He goes to the libertarians and tells them, if you want to keep getting your 3%, go ahead. Otherwise, come with me. He goes to the Bronx and says, I'm better than Joe Biden. I'm trying to build a party that's inclusive of you. I think all the places he's going, they are striking this confident pose. And it's a campaign unlike we've seen from other Republican candidates. I think it's pretty confident, and they know they're winning, and they're trying to take advantage of that position.
Oh, they know they're winning, all right. They are winning. That Trump campaign is running a winning campaign. And the Democrats don't know how to win. Their messaging is completely off. They've divided themselves 15 waves from Sunday. They've become the party of perpetual victims, and they cannot message. They cannot message to those people. And so who did the actual libertarians nominate at their convention? Libertarian presidential nominee Chase Oliver, who, by the way, is also a radical Black Lives Matter activist who advocated for defunding the police. Their presidential nominee also supports transitioning children, mask and vaccines and vaccine mandates, men and women's sports, open borders, because nothing says keep the government the heck out of my life like child sex change operations. I mean, seriously, it's absolutely crazy. But rest assured that the nomination of Chase Oliver in and of itself is a massive victory for President Trump, because come November, the vast majority of libertarians, right-leaning, sane libertarians, 100% will be voting for Donald Trump. Chase Oliver, likely get around 1%. You heard it here first. Other 2% likely be for Trump. And so I'm saying right here, right now on the Jesse Kelly Radio Show, that the biggest winner of the Libertarian Convention is Trump, and it's not even close. And listen, if you think that this does not matter, let me tell you about the Libertarian vote in Pennsylvania. And if you think that Pennsylvania doesn't matter because this is a national show, well, you might not be in Pennsylvania, but trust me when I tell you that Pennsylvania is the linchpin for Republican presidential politics, actually for Democrat presidential politics as well. But for a Republican, if you win Pennsylvania, you are very likely to win Nevada. You are very likely to win Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, Wisconsin, Michigan. If you win Pennsylvania, the other dominoes will fall. Both campaigns know that. And you look at what happened in 2020, what the Democrats did, and regardless of how you feel about the 2020 election, I happen to think that it was rigged and stolen, because it was, and I saw the evidence for myself personally, and I'll not be gaslit into believing otherwise. But my point is this: the Democrats did everything that they could to rig that election, even at the Democrat-controlled Supreme Court in Pennsylvania, where they kicked the Green Party candidate off the ballot while simultaneously leaving the Libertarian candidate on the ballot in Pennsylvania. So even with all the 2020 shenanigans, the election was razor thin. What I mean by razor thin, the margin in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, my home state, was 80,000 votes for president. The Libertarian candidate in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania got 79,000 votes.
Trump going there this week. This is a.
So you think that
they
this
are striking
stuff,
such a confident pose right now?
This stuff does not matter. If you think that this stuff doesn't matter, it does. It was a baller move by President Trump. So when we come back, COVID, shocking government overreach of our lifetime, that and so much more here on the Jesse Kelly Radio Show.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
it's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Jesse Kelly Radio Show. My name's Sean Parnell, and for my good friend Jesse Kelly, we have been talking about libertarianism and the hatred of all things government in our lives. But now we are going to transition from that to COVID and some of the most shocking government overreach in our lifetimes. There's been a bunch of headlines that have come out recently about COVID, and I made a promise to myself, having lived through that like all of you, that I will never forget what the government did to us. They locked us down, forced our loved ones to die alone, forced businesses to close, shunted old folks into nursing homes, despite knowing that this disease disproportionately affected old folks, essentially condemning them to die. I mean, I was running for Congress at the height of COVID, and there wasn't a day that went by where someone didn't reach out to me saying, Sean, I'm struggling to make ends meet. I can barely put food on the table for my family. Sean, I built this business over 50 years. And by God, it's going to close because the government is going to punish me if I open it. Lately, there's been a lot of talk about accountability for all the lies told to the American people. And I think that accountability is necessary. In fact, Kash Patel said recently that he's advising President Trump to revoke the security clearances of those in the intel community who pushed hoaxes and lies on the American people to further a political agenda. Think the Hunter Biden laptop. That should happen. Trump himself recently told Tim Pool that he was open to holding people accountable for lies told to both his administration and the American people, specifically as it pertains to big pharma executives, troop strength in Syria, COVID, and the like. And rightfully so, because without accountability, America will continue to descend into abject chaos, and the deep state will continue to push hoaxes that harm the American people. You remember Russia collusion, or Trump called neo-Nazis fine people, Jussie Smollett, Bubba Wallace garage pool, Covington kids, Governor Whitner kidnapping plot, Kavanaugh rape, Trump pee-pee tape, COVID lab leak was a conspiracy theory, border agents that whip migrants, the list goes on and on. I could do a whole show on government hoaxes foisted upon the American people. And of course, my personal favorite, Guerrilla TV. You remember when the media fell for the Guerrilla TV hoax and said that Trump spends his time in the Lincoln bedroom watching nothing but Guerrilla TV 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, if Guerrilla TV was real, I'm digressing a little bit from the point. I would absolutely watch it. And I kind of wish that it was. But if there is no accountability, things will continue to get worse. Look what they're doing to Trump right now. There has to be accountability. Otherwise, America can never heal from the many lies told to us by our government. And the lies were particularly egregious since 2020, and nowhere was this more apparent than COVID. The COVID Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic broke some news today. And they said the National Institute of Health's FOIA lady, and by the way, the job of the, quote, FOIA lady was literally to respond to FOIA requests on behalf of the National Institute of Health. This woman taught Dr. Fauci's team how to hide COVID information. New evidence shows that NIH officials opened an encrypted Proton email account, misspelled keywords to avoid FOIA keyword searches. They forwarded confidential materials to Gmail, all an apparent effort to thwart federal law. But folks, I'm here to tell you that everything the deep state and unelected bureaucrats whose job it was to help us during COVID actually did the exact opposite. This isn't simply about, oh, hey, there was a crisis and mistakes were made. No, what the deep state did was the opposite of what was right. And you do not get that much completely wrong by accident. Now, I realize that some of these government bureaucrats are some of the dumbest people on the planet. But even they couldn't have done this by accident. Everything the government did was designed to make things worse. Think about it. Think. They closed down gyms. Well, gyms keep us healthy, kept kids out of school. The virus didn't affect kids, and we knew it at the time. And the freaking woman who was most responsible for this has done a complete 180, expecting people not to notice, Randy Weingarten. Students who are chronically absent have a harder time reading at a grade level and even graduating high school. Oh, students who are chronically absent? You kept our children out of school, Randy Weingarten, for years. Keeping kids out of schools created learning issues and speech issues. Lockdowns isolated us. They closed down parks. They closed down playgrounds. They closed down beaches. Remember the skate park in L.A.? Remember the cops running after the kayaker who dared kayak in the ocean without a mask on? They were arresting moms on playgrounds. And by the way, all of this created a massive epidemic in depression and suicide. And oh, by the way, when did all this trans hysteria peak? It was when our government had children isolated and depressed, looking at screens for 8+ hours a day. When your mental health suffers, it hurts your immune system. When your immune system is weak, it makes it harder to fight off viruses. What's our best source of vitamin D? The sun. Well, we were told to stay inside. Shunted folks into nursing homes, knowing it would likely kill them instead of safeguarding the elderly. We even knew it was wrong then. Dick Levine. He wants us to call him Rachel, but we don't play that game here. Our the tranny health secretary of Pennsylvania took his own mom out of a nursing home because he knew then that it was deadly. We allowed strip clubs to open and alcohol to be sold. We allowed Black Lives Matter and Antifa to protest, and doctors even said it was okay. But the few doctors who were capable of thinking for themselves and questioned the treatment protocols were slandered. They were called crazy. They were called conspiracy theorists. Some of them even had their medical licenses revoked. Our government smeared and silenced and censored their critics, all to protect those lies. You want to talk about the big lie? This is the big lie. If this was all a tragic cascade of unfortunate events, then there would be no reason to silence people with different opinions. Medicines that they prescribed killed us, remdesivir. But they prevented ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, medicine that could have actually helped us and that was safe, could have saved thousands. They smeared ivermectin's horse paste. Ventilators weren't for the protection of the patient. We know now that they were meant for the protection of nurses and doctors. Almost everyone who went on a ventilator died. We fired servicemen and women who didn't want to take the experimental vaccine. Our government didn't just get some things wrong, they got everything wrong. The only thing they got right was masks don't work. And then they immediately changed course because God forbid the government tell us the truth about anything.
and I'm saying this right now, that this was deliberate. They wanted to maximize this nation's pain. They wanted the misery index high. And they wanted that to be associated with Trump because they wanted to win. All right, let me tell you quickly about chalk. The 2024 election is upon us. And the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know now. I want you to know that now, that now's the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at an all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elites want? A weak and docile underclass. And frankly, I have to tell you, I probably could need a little pep in my step with five kids, so maybe I'll start taking chalk. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, spelled C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men take back their right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. That's pretty amazing. Manufactured right here in the United States, Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. Maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, chok.com. Use code Jesse for a massive discount on any subscription for life. chok.com. Code Jesse for lifetime savings on any description. Limited time offer. Subscriptions are cancelable at any time. We will be back very soon talking about the survival of America and how it depends on defeating the deep state. All that and so much more right here on the Jesse Kelly Radio Show.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Welcome back to the Jesse Kelly Radio Show. My name's Sean Parnell, filling in for my good friend Jesse Kelly. You know what you need after my last rant about COVID, which probably stressed you out, and understandably so, because it stressed me out as well? You probably need some good MyPillow stuff. So MyPillow and Mike Lindell, who, by the way, Mike Lindell is an extraordinary patriot. Our government has put this guy through the ringer, all for daring to speak up about the 2020 election and doing everything he can to speak truth to power. The government came after him. And because of that, they no longer have the support, MyPillow, of big box stores or shopping channels the way that you may have shopped for their products in the past. MyPillow have found themselves a part of cancel culture, which, as we all know, cancel culture just sucks. And oh, by the way, it only usually affects conservatives. So because of this and the change in retailers, they want to pass all of the savings directly onto you because that's just the kind of guy Mike Lindell is, and that's the kind of company MyPillow is as well. They've got this awesome sale. They're having a $25 extravaganza sale. And look, I have a rule in life. If the word extravaganza is used in anything, it's probably going to be a pretty good thing. So when Mike Lindell started MyPillow, it was just a problem solve. One product company with their pillow, and since then, and with the help of his dedicated employees, MyPillow now have hundreds of products, some of which you might not even know about. To get you familiar with other products, they're having a $25 extravaganza with promo code Jesse. Now, see if you can pick up on a theme here. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size or loft level, just, let me hear it, $25. So just go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listeners Special Square for these $25 deals. Free shipping on orders over $75. Enter promo code Jesse or 800-854-0544 for this amazing offer that will not last long. Back to the show. COVID. Our government didn't just get some things wrong. They got everything wrong. Everything. And I understand that sometimes in a crisis you make a mistake and God forbid you make the wrong decision and that wrong decision can hurt people. I get it. I give all sorts of grace on that front. I've been in those situations myself. But our government got everything wrong. Everything. And as I was saying before the last break, I believe it was deliberate. I believe that the Democrats in collusion with the deep state, call them whatever you want, deep state, blob, entrenched bureaucrats, all I know is I didn't elect these people. But these people wanted to maximize this nation's pain. They wanted the misery index high, and they wanted that associated with Trump and an election year. This upsets me, folks. This makes me so angry because I have people in my life that I love and care about who got the vaccine and are now suffering from what can only be described as horrific vaccine injuries, and they can't get the care that they need at the doctor because the very doctors that told them that the vaccine was safe can't admit that maybe it did damage. And now people that I love and care about, and probably people that you love and care about, can't get the treatment that they need. So what's happened because of our government, and thanks to our government, is one big self-licking ice cream cone that is pain. And they wanted this pain associated with Trump. And what comes with beating Trump? A full-scale institutional takeover. An erosion of your freedom. Trump was standing in their way. And I get it. I guarantee you there are people out there saying, Sean, shut the heck up. I get it. Look, Trump was POTUS. It was his responsibility. And okay. Granted, but it was mostly state medical boards revoking medical licenses, governors locking people down. Deep state employees ran amok and they fed the Trump administration false information. You remember Scarf Lady Deborah Birx? She admits in her book that social distancing, completely fake, completely fabricated based on zero science whatsoever. I can't go to a gym or to an airport without seeing social distancing signs. All completely fake. And the reason why I will not stop covering this is because now everybody is acting and pretending like it never happened. They're trying to gaslight us into believing that they had nothing to do with it. People in our government, Anthony Fauci, who, by the way, should be prosecuted and behind bars. Why does it seem like Rand Paul, a lone Republican voice in the Senate, is the only person talking about this right now? People like Andrew Cuomo and Chris Cuomo acted like they had nothing to do with it, like they played no part whatsoever. If America is to survive, and I mean this is not hyperbole, we simply must take control back from the deep state. We have to, and again, you don't like the term deep state, you think it sounds conspiratorial, fine, but entrenched bureaucrats, the blob, call them whatever you want. You didn't vote for them, and I didn't vote for them. In fact, hindsight being 2020, one of the biggest mistakes that Trump ever made was not firing the top 10 people at every single institution that we have in this nation. And look, I get it. I understand his mindset. I understand why he didn't. The guy spent his life in New York City construction. He worked with Republicans. He worked with Democrats in the business community and in politics. He did it to reshape the skyline of New York. He knew that as a businessman, you can't just come in as a wrecking ball. You have to try and work with everybody. And that's exactly what he did. Heck, when he was a businessman in New York before he even ran, he contributed to both political parties. And I know for a fact, because I know the Trump family, that he thought that once he was elected, that he could bury the hatchet. If you remember, he even chose not to pursue charges against Hillary Clinton. He wanted to heal the fractures of this nation in the wake of a very contentious 2016 campaign. But his political enemies did not share his vision. And while he pursued peace, these people, these Democrats, these commies, they relentlessly tried to destroy his life. And in the face of that withering resistance, and we've talked about it, the Russia collusion hoax, the Mueller probe, the PP tape, Russian hookers crap, impeachment one, impeachment two, Hunter Biden laptop, the January 6th committee. Now, all of these lawfare, the lawfare in New York, the lawfare in D.C., the lawfare in Georgia, the lawfare in Florida, all of these to me are just another hoax. And despite all of that withering resistance, Trump still got more done in 4 years than any other Republican president in my lifetime. Back next, hour three, coming right up on the Jesse Kelly Radio Show. Home stretch, stay with us.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.